If you have your Bibles, join me in Mark chapter 8. I will be reading to you the first 26 verses of this chapter. Mark is a wonderful book of the Bible. Of course, it's a wonderful book of the Bible. It's in the Bible, but it is the gospel message. And when men come together to do Bible study, many times they will begin in the book of Mark because it's short and sweet and quick to the point. Not a whole lot of narrative, and so we men like this kind of stuff, you know, short and to the point. Just tell me what I got to know and let me move on. Mark is good at that. All right, first 26 verses of chapter 8. Hear the infallible and errant word of the living God. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd, and they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people. And he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. And he left them, got into the boat again, and went to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only 1 loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many basketfuls of broken pieces did you take up? They said, 12. And the 7 for the 4,000, how many basketfuls full of broken pieces did you take up? And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, Do you not yet understand? And they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, Do you see anything? And he looked up and said, I see people, but they look like trees walking. Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, Do not even enter the village. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his most holy word. In our story today, we have that miraculous event of the feeding of the 4,000. He makes reference to the feeding of the 5,000 that has already taken place. This entire sequence here is this miraculous work of Jesus Christ showing the effects of the kingdom of God as it will have when we are in that kingdom or when we are in heaven, the provision of food, the healing, etc., etc. But here I want to point out the 2 responses by the people, not necessarily concentrating anymore on Jesus' miracles themselves, as fantastic as they are, but I want to look at the people. How do they respond to what Jesus Christ had done over these couple of occasions? First of all, the Pharisees. We read again in verses 11 through 13 that the Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking a sign from heaven. The Pharisees wanted a miraculous sign from heaven to attest to who he was. Now, why did not Jesus at this time tell them about the feeding of the 4,000? Now remember, they were on the other side of the lake. They were not where he had fed the 4,000. Jesus crossed the lake and they met him there. So why did he not tell them of the 4,000 he just fed? Why did he not tell them of the 5,000 he had fed earlier? Those would have been incredible, miraculous signs. Didn't say a word. Why did he not tell them about the dead young daughter that he raised from the dead? Didn't say a word. Why did he not tell the Pharisees of these events? Look with me at verse 11. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. The motivation of the Pharisees was not there to understand Jesus Christ and therefore worship and honor him. The Pharisees saw Jesus as a threat to their lifestyle. He was a threat to their lifestyle. He was a threat to their power base. He was a threat to their tradition. And so they're doing everything they can to trap him so that the people would fall against him. They wanted to test him in hopes of trapping him and therefore discounting him so that the people would turn against him. And you see, the Pharisees, we know this, the Pharisees had it all wrong. Because you see, Jesus' ministry was not about the miracles. Now, he did use the miracles to attest to his divinity, but that was not his sole purpose. If that were the case, why did he not heal everyone? How many people did he walk by begging that were sick? He did not heal. We don't know that, but there had to have been hundreds. Many people dying. Why did he not raise everyone like he did Lazarus, like he did the young lady? That was not his ministry. You see, his ministry was not about convincing himself about these signs and miraculous events. His ministry was about revealing God's redemption.